AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Some movement on Capitol Hill towards ending the government shutdown. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Democrats would like to see an end to this shutdown.
The offer comes from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to respect Leader Thune's desire not to negotiate on ACA until after the government reopens.
The major issue blocking the reopening is a push to extend health care tax credits.
Democrats are ready to clear the way to quickly pass a government funding bill that includes health care affordability. Leader Thune just needs to add a clean one-year extension of the ACA tax credits to the CR so that we can immediately address rising health care costs.
Republicans like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham are strongly opposed.
You're selling a bad product, and that product needs to be discontinued as it exists today.
Democrats are also proposing to establish a bipartisan committee to address Republican demands for changes to the Affordable Care Act. I'm Ed Donahue.
Airlines have cut flights because of the shutdown, but gradually and have mostly stayed on schedule. More than 800 flights were called off today to comply with an FAA order. Ana Paula Zamorano was traveling through Denver.
It's an inconvenience for passengers, but it's bigger inconvenience for the people that are not getting paid and many other things that are not working properly.
The Trump administration has asked a federal appeals court to block a judge's order to distribute November's full SNAP food aid benefits, arguing it's more than available in its contingency fund. Some states, including California, New Jersey, and Wisconsin, have already started distributing payments. Consumer sentiment has tumbled in November. The latest University of Michigan survey is down 6.2% from October and nearly 30% from a year ago. A mixed finish for stocks. The Dow and the S&P had small gains on the day, the Nasdaq a small loss. It all added up to the first weekly loss for the indexes in the last 4 weeks. This is AP News. President Trump has pardoned former New York Met Daryl Strawberry on past tax evasion and drug charges. And the legal trouble is deepening for another sports figure. Gethin Coolbaugh has that story.
Former NFL star Antonio Brown has been arrested on an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting after a celebrity boxing event in Miami. The 37-year-old Brown was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Dubai. Police spokesman Mike Vega said Brown was initially flown to Essex County, New Jersey, where he's being held pending extradition to Miami. An arrest warrant says Brown is accused of grabbing a handgun from a security staffer and firing two shots at a man he had gotten into a fistfight with after the amateur boxing event in May. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Brown's social media posts indicate he's been living in Dubai for several months. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.